This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
The goody goody.
Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody beat.
So excited to share this chat that I had with my friend Gabe Liebman, who happens to be the showrunner of Pen 15, one of my favorite shows of all time. We wrote together on Big Mouth. He's also got a new gay cartoon coming out that he created and he's about to showrun. Guys, check out my chat with Gabe Liebman.
I'd like to start by saying I had your album in one of my phones.
Oh my God. What phone?
It was like two phones ago, but when I got your album, it was the only thing that was downloaded in my phone.
No.
So like anytime I was in the subway and there was no reception, it was like, well, there's Gabe in my ear.
Oh my God.
And I was like a lunatic for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
My version of that is for a long time, the only thing I had downloaded was Lil Wayne and it would go in alphabetical order. So it was always a song called Abortion.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
How long did you live in New York for?
13 years.
Correct.
Thank you.
It's kind of interrogation style because we're across from each other. We were just sitting on the deck, chatting, gossiping.
Do all your listeners know how stunning your home is?
Lessons!
My home is stunning.
Now for your daily reminder that I'm the star of a sitcom.
Gabe, do you mind describe my home to the viewers?
You've got a really strong plant game. I'm going to start there.
Happy
everywhere
wife,
you look.
Happy wife, happy plant game.
Tons of plants everywhere you look, and they're all really healthy.
Yes.
Then I'm picking up on a lot of flower arrangements, a lot of crystals, a lot of books.
What do you deduce?
Someone's got a real eye.
Someone's got an eye, yeah.
Someone's got a real eye for placing objects together in ways that are happy and gorgeous.
Do you have the eye or does Daniel have the eye?
Daniel has the eye. I can admit it. I love to take huge swings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I would live in a really maximalized, clashy, crazy place.
Like too many colors.
A lot of patterns,
yeah,
and colors, yeah.
Yeah,
and plants and flowers and crystals, and just a lot of everything. And he's more minimalist and also better planner. I can just say it.
Better planner.
He can, yeah, plan out a space,
yeah,
and know what needs to be,
yeah,
where.
Yeah, Shauna can know, and I just don't. Like, I just will stack things and find deals, go to a garage sale,
absolutely,
fall in love with like 17 different styles of things.
Yeah, follow
but
your
really,
heart.
Really, I fell in love with the price.
Deals. Ooh, that's the
all right,
real.
Let's get
deep
fucking
shit.
Deep, Gabe. What's the deep shit? What's the lesson that you've learned in your life? If you're in a Q&A, you just made like this movie that totally represents like everything you feel in your life.
Whoa.
Okay.
It's good for me, first of all.
Fucking good for you. The movie ends and the Q&A starts and someone puts up their hand and they say, what is the deepest lesson that you've learned?
Honey? Drink water.
Ah, it's true. You suggested water.
Drink water.
Totally drink water.
This is like that sunblock song.
Always
wear a sunblock. Do you remember that? It was like a pop song that was a speech.
What was the other part of it, though?
It was like a graduation speech.
It wasn't I'm blue, dabby-dee-dabby-die, but it was in that area, right?
It was, yeah.
What was the graduation speech? I know, I totally get. Was it like
it was
a
like, remember.
remember,
wear sunblock.
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen. Yeah.
And then it was like it was like someone that dropped that and walked away.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't come back. They were like, this is what I'm up to. I'm making one pop song. I'm telling a good story.
I hope I'm wrong about this, but in my head, it's Baz Luhrmann.
Is it?
I don't know.
Should we look it up? Yeah.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 97.
Yes.
Is this it?
Wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen.
Yeah, I think that's...
Is that it? There was music to it, though, right?
Yeah, but they must have taken that as a sample and made a song with it.
Got it.
But, like, what is something that you used to believe? Was there something, like... I feel like career-wise, there were things that I used to believe were true.
Okay.
Like, I used to think that my career would, like, unfold the way my friends' careers would unfold. Or that, like...
Oh, yeah, that's a huge lesson.
Like, seeing a path and being like, oh, that's... I'm going to do what did, you know? And
yeah.
It's like, that was never, I should take that out too. Cause I don't mean it in a weird way. I just mean it in cause you are a successful person.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've done like really cool shit. You like, I mean,
it's a funny thing to say. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true, but it's true.
It's true. Yeah.
Yes. Like, what, first of all, does that, do you feel like you take that in and feel that, or like?
It feels tenuous.
What's the tenuous part?
The tenuous part is like, someone gave it to me, they could take it away, kind of feeling, but I don't know who they is in that.
Yeah.
It's like, feels like it's new. And
it's like weird to celebrate it because you're like, in a minute, I could just never write anything again.
Yeah, it could just end. It just started, it could just end, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess a lesson I've learned in that realm is like how important it is to just try your best to be likable. I don't know if that's good advice
advice. No, that's great. That's
but I'm just like,
advice.
Fucking, it's a big group of people. It's a lot of strangers.
I wish I gave a better one. Hold on, I got a better one.
Your soundboards aren't even collected together in a folder.
I know.
On your phone.
I know. I'm, you know.
Ooh, that's the real deep shit.
That's the real deep shit is your phone
the
is
real
a
deep
mess.
Shit is like,
your phone is a mess.
Truly, like, a lesson that I've learned is, like, just be yourself. Like, you don't need all the bells and whistles. But at the same time, I'm like,
Hollywood scoop.
You know, I'm like, while I'm saying that, I'm like,
Hollywood scoop.
So I need to just learn my own lesson and step away from the board.
Yeah. Hollywood scoop?
Hollywood scoop. Yeah. What's the Hollywood scoop? Do you have a Hollywood scoop?
The Hollywood scoop. Oh, my God. What would it be? Streaming wars. I guess that's it. Everyone's talking about streaming wars.
What's that?
Tonight on the Hollywood scoop.
What's streaming wars?
Streaming wars is all the new streaming apps are like coming out one by one for like the next like maybe month. It seems like they just started and it's like, who's going to subscribe to what?
And
who's
Gabe,
got the big
you
hits?
Got the ear to the ground. What's it seeming like?
Well,
who's
so
getting the
far,
money?
Everyone's getting my money because I'm a sucker.
Are you getting Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get everything so you can watch everything.
I'm just going to get everything so I can watch everything.
Do you watch everything?
No. I mean, no. I watch a lot, though.
Yeah.
I watch random shit.
Yeah, I do, too. I find with baby, I get to watch less things because, yeah.
And you don't
also,
want your baby to
other
learn.
Baby, double baby wife watches things that, like, she's watching this Jessica Biel Netflix,
really?
Bill Pullman Netflix show right now.
The Sinner?
Yes. And I just can't connect to it.
Got it.
So then when she does that, then that deads my abilities to watch.
Yeah.
Then I'm just mulling around, kind of not liking that show, just doing an Instagram story of my son.
I'm crushing through Cheers right now.
Oh, I do
Daniel
love Cheers.
And I are just burning through it.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
It's so great. And sitcoms are so great.
Sitcoms are great.
It's fucking classic.
Yeah.
The soundstage.
It's so funny, too. Oh. It holds up. It holds up. And it's not that, like, problematic either. Like, it ages really well. Except for a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's like, you actually, right now, you're not rooting for Sam and Diane. Like, their relationship seems shitty.
Okay.
In 2019.
Yeah, okay.
And I think, and it's definitely written so that you're supposed to want them to be together.
Yeah, because why are you like, he's bad? I forgot.
No, he's great. They're both great. They're just such a bad match. It's like a sitcom conceit where it's like she's like a grad student and he's like a baseball player and they just have nothing in common. And it's like they're always like mad at each other's ideas of what life is supposed to be like or what dates are supposed to be. And
like for the comedy of the show,
they're just at odds for years.
Yeah.
So you're like, no, don't get married.
Yeah.
I think in the day you were like, I hope Sam and Diane get married.
Well, I was watching Friends Beginnings and yeah, just how the world changes and like the asks are bigger and it's like, but what we were used to is like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like what women, I mean, but so the Friends thing was that Chandler, everyone thinks he's gay.
Yes,
it's like this hilarious joke. And it's like, that for sure put me in the closet for 8 months longer.
Yeah.
it all tallies up.
For sure.
There's like things. Was there a moment in your childhood that you felt like, oh, this is making me more in the closet? Like, was there little bursts of shame?
AIDS.
Yeah.
Like, that is what.
That would do it.
That did it. It was like all the depictions of AIDS. In like the movie Philadelphia, Rent, that just freaked me out. And I was like, well, is being gay sad and deadly and dangerous? And is everyone gonna be bummed for me? And that was it, man.
When did you come out?
When I was 20.
Oh, me too, around then. 18, I fell in love for the first time. And then around 19, started telling my family things.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I had no relationships till I was older, but I was like halfway through college and people like
didn't date anyone for so long?
No, for so long.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And now you're married to Daniel.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. What? So it was just shame, shame, shame. City
shame, shame, shame. Scared.
Was like, I'm not. Yeah.
And I was like,
because you seem like you've always been well-liked. Like your lesson is like, stay likable. Like you've always been, like you could always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were nice to me when I came out, which is nice.
Yeah. But like, I mean, in terms of like the attracting people sexually, like I would think that it's just the interesting thing of like what was turned off for you and then what became turned on was always there, but was Shame City blocked.
Yeah.
Probsies?
Probsies. Yeah. Yeah. Shame City blocked. It was like, and it was also like the start of the internet and like porn and chat and
porn
stuff
and
like
chat.
That.
There so was beginnings like, was porn and chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was going on for way longer than, I mean, way before I came out. That was like my personal activity or whatever.
It was like chatting with people.
Yeah.
Did you have like a main chatting boyfriend or was it just anybody?
No, it was anybody. It was like the start of like, it was like chat rooms and then it was like, What came before Grindr, which was like free websites that were just like people had profiles and you would just send messages back and forth. Like,
Facebook doing Pen 15 chat internet chats?
Exactly.
It's like that feeling was like so in there for you too.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that so cool, making a thing that's just from the thing?
That was so cool. Really cool. That was really cool to be like, well, this was what the first generation of AIM and AOL was like for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool.
When did you find TV writing or like screenwriting? Did you always do that when you were doing stand up? I know for me, it took me forever to like write a pilot and then
it took me forever.
Yeah. What was your path?
My path was stand up and then it was like pop culture, straight to camera.
Yes,
TV.
That's the way
and
I
know
saw,
you did that too.
Yeah, I did that in Canada on Much Music.
Yeah.
Making fun of music videos. And
making
I was like, oh, well,
that,
this is the fucking way.
Yeah.
This is the destiny.
Yeah, exactly. It was just the way to get on TV. And
it's so funny how times change. And like, that was like, I'll just get on fucking Best Week Ever.
Yeah. So it was that world and then writing shit for that world.
Yeah.
And then it became.
Which things in that world did you do?
I did the last year of TRL. That was my first paid writing job that I got to like leave my retail job
Whoa.
And go do. It was awesome.
Awesome.
But weird.
Yeah.
And then...
It must have felt really cool in New York to like walk up to the building in Times Square.
Yeah, 1515 Broadway. I'm on the set of TRL right now.
Epic things in New York are just stylized in like such a cool way. It's just like everything along the way, the walk to the thing is just like fucking da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nuts. And then it just was like shit they were trying to replace TRL with.
Okay.
Over the years, like different versions of how do we play music on TV? And no one, they never figured it out. They never once figured it out. And then.
Which is so nice then to move to LA. I mean, then to move to LA and it's like, oh my God, it's not just the MTV or Comedy Central. If these two people like me, it's like I can be like my ideas are true Shark Tanks.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got Shark Tanks in my brain.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
I love Shark Tank.
I got to go to a taping of it. I'm bragging right now. Yeah, my old neighbor was a producer on it. And like let me come and watch pitches.
Do we still know them?
No. She's,
we had a big falling out.
I'm like, we? I mean, we would know each other if we ran into each other, but I moved.
Oh, so you can't just
go
park outside of her house?
No. But if I walked by enough times, ran into her, she would say hi, I think.
You know, if I set the intention, I bet I could find a Shark Tank. Someone.
Yeah, it was fucking cool. I just sat there for a day of pitches because they slam through them.
Oh my God, amazing.
And during their break, during the Sharks, like they get a lunch break.
Yeah.
During their break, I went and sat in each of their chairs.
Oh my God, that's so
great. It was awesome. And do they
have the, like, do you feel the electric power of like rich lives around them? Like is there like an energy to the wealth or is it just like, oh, rich people, they're just like us.
They seem like TV stars.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Cause they're working the crew.
Yeah. You're in a big empty stage. There's no audience. It's just the crew.
Yes.
And they just do that like every year, I guess, in a hardcore way for like a couple weeks, I guess, or 1 week even, just crank incredible. Out a season all in one outfit. And they're just like friends with each other. There was no high drama. Like no one was mean to anyone on the crew that I saw.
Yeah.
It was kind of dope.
Well, that goes back to your lesson of being a good person.
Be a good person.
I'm always
Everyone
surprised.
Says that, yeah.
Yeah. When I feel like with this business, the takeaway from the outside is that it's like, there's so much negativity, but actually like, in working, it's like, no, there's actually really good people. Like there's two ways of doing it for sure. And there's definitely monsters out there, but like it's like good fucking people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Sharks are good. Now, as you're saying that, I'm like, one of them was briefly like the Canadian Trump. Did you follow or do you know about Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful?
Yes. Yeah. I heard he did something weird.
I don't know any more details past that. Just that he was like a conservative monster in Canada and running for something lost.
I don't know too much about him, but like, look at him. You can tell he's like a little snaky. Like, isn't his nickname on the show like Rascal?
Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. Yeah, that's pretty much Rascal.
That is pretty much Rascal. Yeah.
You know, it's tongue in cheek, honey. Would you, if you could be any of the Sharks, who would you be?
Like I become them?
Yeah.
I guess Barbara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mateo Lane does a really good Barbara.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shout out.
Find the URL in Sabrina's bio.
What's your keys to marriage?
Oh, boy.
And the keys to bad. Oh, I'll share mine. Oh, I'll share mine.
Okay,
share yours. Okay. I'll start. One of the keys, Shauna and I have been to therapy 2 times together.
Okay.
And at first, like we've been together 11 years, and the times that we brought it up, we were like, let's figure this thing out but then when we ended up scheduling the therapy session, it was like in a nice moment where it's like everything's flowing and it was
Did
so
you just show off?
Romantic. No, it was like good positive montage. But also like then we like brought the things to court of like the chicken fight, you know, the fight about the chicken. When I wanted her to get the chicken from outside, she got the chicken from inside. There was a big line. Baby was crying. There was argument around it. And then you like full unfold it to this therapist. And it's like, the lesson that I learned was what is good for the couple. like what is good for the couple is what's good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And not thinking, how am I going to get my voice heard here? It's like, what is good for the, your chicken. Yeah.
How are you going to get
It's like
your
that chicken fight was like, I mean, it was about everything but the chicken.
Yeah.
And about like understanding physiology around a thing. Like the baby was fresh. We were taking this road trip. Road trips, Shauna's always taking longer to pack. And I'm always sort of like, my mom's like Swiss watch is like in my mind being like, we were supposed to leave half an hour ago. But she's packing everything on her end. She's packing for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But the physiology around a thing being making things murky in relationships when you're dealing with like two perspectives.
Damn. Yeah. That's huge.
Physiology, understanding, and like having forgiveness for the physiology, you know, like how does just having empathy for both of the things to come towards the thing that makes sense for the couple.
Yeah, that's nice. I just learned a lot.
Oh, sick.
Shit, what's our lesson?
Lessons!
Sound effects? That's a lesson I can take home to Daniel. Oh my God. He knows about sound effects, actually. Did you watch...
he knows about sound effects, actually.
Yeah.
I love that you walked it all the way through of like, all right, here's sound effects. Oh, no, I know.
No. He's actually good at them. There was this HBO show this year called Years and Years. Did you watch it?
No.
Check it out. Okay. So it's
years
like...
Years.
It's a British show that is about a family and they just keep flash forwarding like 5 years into the future every once in a while. So you see... I don't know, this family over like 15, 20 years, maybe even more. And it's just like starts basically today and just descends into the scariest, like most conservative apocalypse, basically.
Oh my God.
But it's so...
I think I have heard of it.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Yeah.
But you should watch it. And but it's like funny and sad and so scary and weird.
Is it like future apocalypse women are...
Yeah.
Gone.
Or like no, the women are around.
The women
it's
are just
like
handmade style?
It's handmade style, but it's like,
oh my God.
People are worse to immigrants.
SOS, do not do this to me, babies.
Yeah, the climate.
If you are listening, children.
The shit they do with the climate is so nuts.
No. It's going to make me scared.
Yeah, but it'll also make you entertained. But the reason I say this is because it has a really psychotic score. The music from it is so scary and weird and funny. And Daniel is really funny about playing it at really opportune moments where...
That's really funny.
He is really good at it.
Wait, so
and
what? Suddenly it like comes out of the speaker? And
like out of his phone or the speaker or something.
God. When you guys are like together?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so
like
funny.
At a time that it's either funny or scary. But it's like this music. You should look it up. I encourage all your listeners
to look up
years
the music
and years.
From Years and Years as well as Years and Years.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that's the key to marriage.
Is
I guess
funny,
a good inside joke that
a
lasts
good
a while.
Inside joke that lasts a while for sure.
Hollywood scoop. Scoop, scoop, scoop. Hollywood scoop. Scoop, scoop, scoop.
It goes for too long for
who's
sure.
Who's saying that?
Do you know who's saying it?
That's you?
That's me, baby.
What?
Shakira herself.
That sounds nothing like you. That's crazy.
Nothing? Well, no. I'm a fucking layered person, Gabe.
Yeah, you can do voices.
I can do,
I've heard about this guy.
Have you heard about this girl?
I like
that. Have heard about this Cheryl? Have heard about Roscoe?
No, I like all of them.
Okay, what's a dream scenario for us? We run into each other in 40 years.
Wow.
What are we wearing? Where are we living? And where do we vacation?
Big sun hats.
Big sun hats for sure.
Somewhere by the sea.
Yes. Let's put us in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big sun hats in Italy. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. I'm wearing tiny shorts.
You are? I was going to say, big flowing linen is what I'm expecting from me.
Okay. My
like
tits are out. I'm wearing tiny shorts. Nobody's concerned.
No.
I want to do a Years and Years where it's future Italy, so progressive.
Yeah. Is it going to be more progressive?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
I'm so scared for the future.
Yeah.
But I feel like the elections that are doing Democratic wins, which is some of them recently, right?
Okay, yeah. The governor's
Virginia,
races? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. all the little hints that it's like, oh, maybe it's not dismal is like really nice to hold on to and to try to manifest that
I agree.
In any way.
Yeah, I'm kind of not letting myself hear bad shit right now.
Yeah.
I'm just like, we can win. We have to.
Yeah.
So we can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We will.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm like dumb.
I think there's a part of the world that is just like so dark and hard that my contractor that did all the work in this house, Zorik, I would like basically had a not unofficial podcast with him when we were driving to Home Depot,
mm-hmm.
just like trying to get his goody goodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Zorik, what's a lesson that you learned like in parenting? And he's like, tell them that you can never change, because he's from,
Zorik.
He talks about Russia, but I don't think it's Russia.
Okay. Europe.
And it's not Armenia. It's he's from somewhere where there was not, like he ran, fled because of politics. And he basically was like, tell your kids they can't do anything about anything. And it was so dark and sad. Yeah, he was like, tell them that like, you don't waste your time getting involved in it. And it's like, oh, damn. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, so dark, dismal. I feel like we are involved in it just by way of like creating stories. Like that's my power. That's the way that I can like speak. I can do stand up. I can write stories. And that's my biggest contribution. I can donate money to places.
Mm-hmm.
But like that counts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drove past the Bernie office on my way.
Ooh, yeah.
I just noticed.
York in 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give me anything, please.
Yeah.
Please give me anything.
Give me anything. Yeah.
Can somebody give me anything? My dad follows it like beat by beat. Like he's yeah. like just with CNN and MSNBC. And it's just like become sort of like, wait, are you in love with it? Or like it's this thing of like, you can't stop. You're like sucked in.
Yeah.
My grandpa was like that with O.J. Simpson. Like obsessed.
With the the trial of the century.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
We
I followed
little,
the shit
though.
Out of that. Yeah. That was weird. I was in seventh or eighth grade when
let's play it back.
I was in seventh or eighth grade when the verdict happened. Because I remember I was in English class and my teacher wanted to know the verdict, so we listened to it on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. And then was it like shock and
yeah, she was bummed.
Yeah. Did she cry?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Did you like her?
I loved her.
Who was your favorite teacher?
She's a contender. I don't like, there was like a handful of teachers. I would say there was
sexually
no
attracted
teacher.
To any teachers?
Oh, hundreds.
Yes. But Miss Michael, shout out to Herbal Essences Shampoo. And
you
Miss
had a
Michael.
Miss Michael?
Miss Schmeichel. She was
Miss
really
Schmeichel.
Hot. I'm sorry to objectify you, Miss Schmeichel, but I was truly attractive.
Have you found her on Facebook?
No, I don't think we can go back to that place anymore.
Got it. Yeah.
That exists.
Yeah. There was a lot of teachers.
I mean, like, we didn't have anything. It was all my own brain. But, like, anytime she smiled and talked to me, I was like, it's us forever, baby, riding into the sunset on a stallion. Still not knowing I was gay. Just being like, and that's how friendship works. Friendship with Miss Schmeichel.
Miss Schmeichel.
Miss Schmeichel.
Is your dad in Canada following the election?
Yes.
He's obsessed with it from Canada.
I mean, we're like completely attached to you guys.
Of course.
We're hooked on you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Is he bummed about how the election just went with Canada? Or did he vote for Trudeau?
No, I think that like when everything shakes out, Trudeau was the option for them, I think.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because, I mean, there's just like I feel like we live in a world where we wish everyone had our experience and knew that things were like, you're not gonna like a picture taken of you
mm-hmm.
with blackface, but we truly don't live in that world, and certainly old pictures reflect that, and like it wasn't even that old. I'm not like defending his choice to do that, but like
it's clearly
the lesser of two evils when you're looking at like a conservative government.
And that's how you live forever, doll.
That's you too?
Yes, baby.
What?
Every single one. Watch this.
Wow.
So true.
True.
This doesn't sound like your voice at all.
Oh my God, Gabe.
It's crazy.
You don't think that I could be a great singer, but I am.
It's beautiful. I love it. How'd you come up with the catchphrases to do?
I just went in the studio and jammed. Yeah. I was like going to start this podcast. So I went into the Forever Dog studio and I laid a track.
Nice. So just, you hadn't done any eps yet and you were just like,
first
this
step.
Is probably what I'm going to need. What are they? I want to know all of them.
Well, you've heard Lessons.
Yep.
There's sitcom star.
I'm there's this. If you don't have one, it's baby talk.
Which is like not inclusive. It says, shut your ears if you don't have one, it's baby talk.
Oh my God.
Imagine shutting your ears because you didn't have one.
Because you don't have one.
There's this one.
Call your mommy.
I talk to my mom every other episode. Like that. Yeah.
I like call your mommy.
Do you like your mommy?
Yeah, of course.
What's she like? What do you mean, of course?
Oh, Gabe, no, I mean, I'm so sorry. They're
Can
actually.
Can you stop? Most of my listeners hate their fucking moms.
I guess a lot of people don't love their moms or like their moms.
What do you think if you were a betting man, what the breakdown was? 50-50?
What percentage of people don't like their moms? What else will Gabe say? Find out on Thursday. When you listen, you'll also hear this thing that Sabrina said.
She like holds herself as a baby. It's really ayahuasca-ish. Wow. Yeah.
And most importantly, tune in to the Goody Goody on Thursday.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.